بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. في هذه الليلة بإذن الله تعالى نقرأ من ثلاثة الأصول للشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب النجدي رحمه الله، وقد وصلنا إلى باب الرجاء. الرجاء. By the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're reading from the book, The Three Fundamental Principles, from Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Najdi. And this evening, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be taking al-Raja, the lesson with regards to al-Raja, which is translated as meaning hope. One having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Raja. And just to make sure that we are all on the same page, بِنِسْبَةٍ بِمَا أَخَذْنَاهُ أَمْسِ هَذَا طَيِّبْ يعني أحسن لنا أن نراجع المتن حتى يبذل في ذهن الموقع الذي نحن نقرأ منه جزء من النص الذي نحن نقرأ منه. We would like to take this opportunity to, prior to going into this section, to read the lesson that came before, the text of that which came before, so it can be in our heads and in our minds, and we can comprehend properly exactly where we have arrived in the text. The Shaykh, he mentioned أنواع العبادة, the types of worship. قال وأنواع العبادة التي أمر الله بها مثل الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان ومنه الدعاء والخوف والرجاء والتوكل والرغبة والرهبة والخشوع والخشية والإنابة والاستعانة والاستعاذة والاستغاثة والذبح والنذر وغير ذلك من أنواع عبادة التي أمر الله بها كلها لله تعالى. The Shaykh, he mentioned, the section that we're in is where the Shaykh, he said, and the types of worship which Allah has commanded with it, such as al-Islam, and Iman, and Ihsan, and from the types of worship is ad-du'a, supplication, wal-khawf, fear, wal-raja, hope. يعني في هذه الكلمة قد وصلنا إلى هذه النقطة. This is where we have arrived. We have taken الدعاء, we have taken الخوف, and now بإذن الله تعالى we're taking الرجاء, which is hope. First we have taken invocation, in a supplication, and then we have taken yesterday الخوف, fear, and today بإذن الله تعالى we will take الرجاء, hope. And then the Shaykh mentioned at-tawakkul, putting one's trust in Allah, wal-raghbatu, desiring Allah, wal-rahbatu, the fear of Allah, wal-khushu', humility, wal-khashya, fear, a conscious fear, wal-inabatu, one returning back to Allah, wal-isti'ana, seeking aid of Allah, wal-isti'adha, وَالْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ, seeking refuge with Allah, وَالْإِسْتِغَاثَةُ, seeking refuge with Allah, يعني استغاثة, seeking aid from Allah in time of fear, وَالْذَبْحُ, the act of slaughtering, وَالْنَذْرُ, one taking an oath. And the Shaykh, he said, وَغَيْرُ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْوَاعِ عِبَادَةِ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا. He said, and other than that, meaning other than what has been mentioned, from the types of worship in which Allah commanded with it. He said, كُلُّهَا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. All of it, all of these different types of worship is exclusively to Allah the Most High. And then he mentioned the دليل. Now, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, with regards to this section, الرَّجَاء, we're going to take what the Shaykh mentioned with regards to that. We go all the way down to the section where the Shaykh is speaking about الرجاء. قال المصنف رحمه الله: ودليل الرجاء قوله تعالى، الآن يذكر دليل الرجاء. قال: ودليل الرجاء قوله تعالى: فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. The Sheikh, he mentioned in the proof with regards to الرجاء, meaning the proof, يعني بمعنى الدليل على أن الرجاء من العبادة, من أنواع العبادة, قوله تعالى. بمعنى الدليل, ما معنى الدليل الرجاء؟ بمعنى الدليل أن الرجاء عبادة. دليل أن الرجاء عبادة. When he says the proof of hope, this means the proof that hope is from the types of worship. And then the Sheikh, he mentions the proof, meaning this ayah that's mentioned with regards to hope is a proof that Raja, hope, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's an act of worship. فَقَالَ وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. He said, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, his statement, the Most High. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then he should work righteous deeds. Then let him, if he hopes to meet his Lord, then he should do righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and not ascribe any partners to his Lord in worship. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Whoever hopes to meet his Lord, then he should do righteous deeds and not ascribe any partners to his Lord in worship. نعم. هذا الدليل الذي ذكر الشيخ للرجاء. وفي هذه الآية الله عز وجل يبين لنا أن الذي يرجو ربه, الذي يرجو أن يلقى ربه, فعليه أن يعمل أعمال الصالحات, ولا يستطيع أن يعمل أعمال الصالحات إلا أن يكون من الموحدين, يعبد ربه وحده لا شريك له, يعبده ولا يشرك في عبادته, ولا يشرك بعبادة الله عز وجل أحدا. This ayah, this verse is a proof that whoever wants to meet their Lord and receive the reward from their Lord, then it is a must that they do righteous deeds. It is a must that they strive, work hard to do those actions which are pleasing to their Lord in order to receive this great reward of meeting their Lord and receiving the reward that comes with meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then right work righteous, then let him do righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, this entails in it لا إله إلا الله, this entails in it النفي والإثبات, this entails in it, this statement entails in it the fact of negating every deity that's worshipped other than Allah and affirming worship exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّ الرَّجَاء مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ. هذا دليل على أن الرجاء من العبادة. This is a clear proof that hope is an act of worship. وقال الشارح, and then now we're going to read from the explanation of Sheikh Muhammad Bajamal. قال الشيخ باجمال حفظه الله: قوله ودليل الرجاء, الرجاء عبادة قلبية. ولا ننسى أننا أخذنا في مسألة الثانية في الكتاب قبل هذا الدرس, يعني أخذنا ما هي أنواع العبادة, أخذنا يعني أنواع عبادة، وذكرنا أن العبادة ثلاثة أنواع: عبادة قلبية وعبادة قولية وعبادة فعلية. عبادة قلبية مثل الخشية والإنابة والمحبة، هذه عبادات قلبية. وأخذنا كذلك عبادة قولية. العبادة القولية مثل الحلف والذكر والدعاء، هذه عبادة قولية. وعبادة فعلية يعني الذبح والصلوات الخمس والصوم والزكاة، هذه عبادة فعلية. فالشيخ يقول الرجاء عبادة قلبية. قال الرجاء عبادة قلبية، ومعناه الطمع في حصول الشيء. ما معنى الرجاء؟ الطمع في حصول الشيء. وقيل أن الرجاء الاستبشار بجود الله وكرمه وفضله، الاستبشار بجود الله وكرمه وفضله، الاستبشار بجود الله وكرمه وفضله. The Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad bin Jamal, حفظه الله, he explained what is the meaning of الرجاء, what is the meaning of hope, what is the meaning of hope, hope. And prior to that, he mentioned that hope is an act of worship. And as we have taken in our prior lesson, as we have taken in our prior lesson, there are different types of ibadah. You have ibadah qalbiya, meaning the ibadah, the acts of worship that come from the heart. You have ibadah qawliya, which is the ibadah, acts of worship, which is from speech. And then you have ibadah fi'liya. Afwan. Then you have ibadah fi'liya, the ibadah which is acts of worship with the limbs, acts of worship with the body. Now, ibadah qalbiya, this is a quick review. We have taken this before in a prior lesson. The Shaykh, he mentioned that raja, hope, is an act of worship that comes from the heart. As we mentioned, acts of worship are three types. Act of worship from the heart, such as khashya, a conscious fear of Allah. As an example, al-mahabba, yani love, is an act of worship. Love of Allah is an act of worship with the heart. And al-inaba, returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after sinning, turning back to Allah, this is an act of worship with the heart, having inaba. And ibadah qawliya is such as one swearing by Allah. This is an act of worship with the tongue. Or the dhikr, one doing their adhkar, saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. This is ibadah qawliya. This is worship in statement, in speech. And a dua, one making dua, rabbi ghfirli, O Allah, ya rabbi ghfirli wa liwalidayya, O my Lord, forgive me and my parents. This is ibadah qawliya. And then the third category of the types of ibadah is ibadah fi'liya, acts of worship which are done with the limbs. Acts of worship with the limbs, yani fi'l, from actions. Fi'liya, from actions. طيب, such as al-dhabh, slaughtering in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yawm al-Eid is an example. Yani as-salawat al-khams, one praying their salawat. Al-ibadah fi'liya. As-sawm, sawm Ramadan, fasting the month of Ramadan. This is an action which is worship. And other than that, so the Shaykh, he mentioned al-raja is ibadah qalbiya. Al-raja is ibadah qalbiya. It's an act of worship that's done with the heart. قال ومعناه الطمع في حصول الشيء. And what this means, يعني الرجاء, is the strong desire. What does الرجاء mean? Hope. What does hope mean? ما معنى الرجاء؟ يعني الطمع في حصول الشيء. It's the strong desire to receive a thing. The strong desire to receive a thing. That's what the Shaykh, he mentioned, al-Raja is. And he mentioned also that it has been said that it is al-istibsharu bi-joodi Allahi wa karamihi wa fadlihi. It is the act of seeking happiness, the act of seeking happiness with doing goodness, doing acts of good to Allah, seeking His generosity and seeking His favor. وَقِيلَ أَثِقَةُ بِجُودِ اللَّهِ. Some say it means goodness in relying upon Allah. Relying upon Allah, upon goodness. Relying upon Allah with goodness. طيب. So these are the different meanings of رجاء. طيب. الرجاء ثلاثة أنواع. ونرجو أن إخواننا يسجلون هذه الفوائد. لا نحب إخواننا يستمعوا بدون تسجيل الفوائد. بعدما نتخلص من هذا الكتاب مفروض أن يكون دفتر ضخما لكل أحد من الكبار ومن الصغار. We advise our brothers and sisters to write down these benefits. These are very good benefits that our scholars, the scholars of Islam, have given us, passed it down from generation to generation. And we're living in an era where we're in dire need for this benefit. We advise everyone to have a pen and pad, an organized pen and pad, and write down these benefits. Try to understand these benefits. What is the meaning of hope? This is from the language of the Arab. This is from the Salaf al-Salih, from the righteous predecessors. We advise everyone to write down these benefits. By the time we're finished with this book, hopefully everyone will have a nice, nice, huge notebook with benefits to review and teach the children. As we mentioned, الرَّجَى عِبَادَ قَلْبِيَّ. It's an act of worship that's done with the heart. وَمَعْنَاهُ وَالطَّمْعُ فِي حُصُولِ الشَّيْءِ. And the meaning of it is the having the strong desire to receive a thing. To receive a thing. And it has been mentioned that is الْاِسْتِبْشَارُ بِجُودِ اللَّهِ وَكَرَمِهِ وَفَضْلِهِ. It is the act of seeking happiness by having goodness, good acts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking good from Allah, seeking His generosity and His favor. وَقِيلَ الثِّقَةُ بِجُودِ اللَّهِ. It has been said also, it is the act of relying upon the goodness of Allah, relying and hoping for good, seeking good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالرَّجَاءُ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعُ. Hope is of three categories. Hope is of three categories. نَوْعَانِ مَحْمُودَانِ وَنَوْعٌ مَذْمُومٌ. نَوْعَانِ مَحْمُودَانِ وَنَوْعٌ مَذْمُومٌ. There's three types of hope. Two types are praiseworthy, and one type is blameworthy. There are three types of hope. Two types are praiseworthy, and one type is blameworthy. فَالْأَوَّلُ رَجَاءُ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ رَاجٍ لِثَوَابِ اللَّهِ. الأول رجاء من يعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله فهو راج لثوابه. فهو راج لثوابه. النوع الأول الرجاء, رجاء من يعمل بطاعة الله عز وجل. رجاء من يعمل أعمال صالحة, أي يعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله, فهو راج لثوابه. هذا نوع الأول, وبلا شك هذا نوع محمود. والثاني رجاء من أذنب ذنوبا ثم تاب منها فهو راج لمغفرة الله وعفوه. هذا النوع الثاني من النوعين المحمودين. الثاني رجاء من أذنب ذنوبا، رجاء من أذنب ذنوبا ثم تاب منها، فهو راج لمغفرة الله وعفوه. الأول من يعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله فهو راج لثواب الله، وهو راج لثوابه. والثاني رجاء من أذنب ذنوبا ثم تاب منها فهو راج لمغفرة الله وعفوه. The Sheikh he's mentioned, as we just stated, the Sheikh he mentioned, hope is of three types. The first type and the second type are praiseworthy types. The third is blameworthy. The first type of hope, which is praiseworthy, is the type of hope from one who does righteous deeds. He acts upon obedience of Allah, upon light from Allah, and he is hoping for the reward of him. Meaning he's hoping for the reward of his Lord. This is a praiseworthy type of hope. That one does righteous deeds. He's in obedience to his Lord, upon light from his Lord, the Nur of Islam. And he is while he is hoping for the reward of his Lord because of that. The second type, which is praiseworthy also, is the type of hope from the one who has committed a sin. The one who has committed a sin or sins. And then he makes tawbah to Allah from that sin that he's committed. And he is hoping that his Lord will forgive him. He is hoping for the forgiveness of Allah and his pardoning. He's hoping for the forgiveness of his Lord and pardoning. وَأَمَّا الثَّالِثِ أَمَّا الثَّالِثِ وَهُوَ الْمَذْمُومِ هَذَا الثَّالِثِ هُوَ الْمَذْمُومِ رَجَاءُ الْمُتَمَادِي فِي الْخَطَايَا رَجَاءُ الْمُتَمَادِي فِي الْخَطَايَا بِلَا عَمَلْ صَالِحًا فلا يعمل أعمال صالحة. فهذا هو الغرور، هذا هو الغرور وتمني والرجاء الكاذب. نوع الثالث هو الرجاء المتمادي في الخطايا بلا عمل صالحة. فهذا هو الغرور وتمني والرجاء الكاذب. The third type of hope, and this third type of hope is the type of hope which is blameworthy. Is the type of hope from the one who continues to commit sins, and he does not do righteous deeds. He does not seek the forgiveness of his Lord by doing righteous deeds. He continues to do evil actions and transgress the bounds of Allah. This type of individual who does bad deeds, he continues to do bad deeds and he does not do righteous deeds, he doesn't do actions which are pleasing to Allah, this type of individual, he is delusive. He is delusive and he has wishful thinking and false hopes. This individual has a hope which is a false hope. The one who does evil actions, and he assumes that his Lord is going to forgive him. But he does not do any good deeds to replace those bad deeds. He continues doing evil deeds while saying, I hope that I will be forgiven. This is a blameworthy type of hope. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم بالعربية والإنجليزية. We hope that this is understood in Arabic and English. طيب. قال السعدي رحمه الله هذا القول الذي ذكرناه في مدارج السالكين، في مدارج السالكين في مجلد الثاني، يعني صفحة 36. This benefit is in مدارج السالكين. In مدارج السالكين volume number 2 page 36 قال السعدي في تفسير قوله تعالى. And then the Shaykh, he mentions a statement from Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, from his explanation of the Qur'an, from his explanation of Surah al-Baqarah. فقال إمام السعدي رحمه الله في قوله تعالى إن الذين آمنوا والذين هاجروا وجاهدوا في سبيل الله أولئك يرجون رحمة الله والله غفور رحيم. الشيخ يعني ذكر في تفسير هذه الآية قولا طيب, ذكر قولا طيبا بالنسبة للرجاء, بالنسبة للرجاء يعني قول الله عز وجل إن الذين آمنوا. The Shaykh, he mentioned Imam al-Sa'di, he has explanation of the Quran, tafsir of the Quran. And the Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad bin Jamal, he mentions some benefit with regards to the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 218. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 218, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَجَاهَدُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Verily those who believe and they migrated and they strived hard in the way of Allah, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ. Those individuals, they hope the mercy of Allah. They hope for the mercy of Allah. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Allah is oft forgiving, the most merciful. قال الشيخ في هذا دليل على أن الرجاء لا يكون إلا بعد القيام بأسباب السعادة. قال في هذا, يعني بمعنى في هذا القول, دليل على أن الرجاء لا يكون إلا بعد القيام بأسباب السعادة. وأما الرجاء المقارن للكسل وعدم القيام بالأسباب فهذا عجز وتمن وغرور, وهو دال على ضعف همة صاحبه ونقص عقله بمنزلة من يرجو وجود ولد بلا نكاح. هذا في منزلة من يرجو وجود ولد بلا نكاح ووجود الغلة بلا بذر وسقى ونحو ذلك. The Sheikh he mentioned, Sheikh Imam al-Sa'di, he mentioned with regards to this verse, verily those who believe and they migrated and they strived hard in the way of Allah, those individuals hope for the mercy of Allah, and Allah is Ghafurun Rahim. Allah is oft forgiven, most merciful. He mentioned this verse, this statement is proof that hope is not, and hope does not exist, meaning the proper type of hope does not exist except after establishing the means of success. Except after establishing the means of success. Hope is not true hope except after one establishes the means of success or the means of happiness. وَأَمَّا الرَّجَاءَ الْمُقَارِنْ لِلْكَسَلِ, as far as with the hope that is paired with laziness, meaning the hope that one has, but they have not taken the means. يعني الرجاء الذي مقارن للكسل الذي يرجو شيء ولكن لا يقوم بشيء, لا يقوم بالأسباب وعدم القيام بالأسباب, فهذا عجز وتمني وغرور. As far as with the one who has a hope which is paired with laziness and he does not establish those actions which are a means from the receive what it is that he needs, from the receive that which he wants, from the success of his Lord. This is ajiz. This is deficiency. This is one having wishful thinking. This is one being deceptive of themselves, deceptive regarding and being delusional regarding the reality of their affair. وَهُوَ دَالٌ عَلَى ضَعْفِ هِمَّةِ صَاحِبِهِ. This is a proof regarding the weakness of the individual and what is important to him. وَنَقْصِ عَقْلِهِ. And it shows the weakness, the deficiency in his intelligence. وَهُوَ بِمَنْزِلَةِ مَنْ يَرْجُو وُجُودُ وَلَدٍ بِلَا نِكَاحٍ. This individual who has hope, that does not take the means to receive the success of that which is that he wishes for regarding the reward of his Lord, is similar to the one who wants to have a child, but he has not gotten married. He's not married anyone. يعني كالذي يرجو ولد بدون نكاح. Or similar to the one, أو الذي يرجو وجود الغلة, the one who wishes to have crops. بلا بذور, he doesn't have any seeds. ولا سقيا, he doesn't have any irrigation. He doesn't have any water for his crops. He wants to have crops, but he doesn't have any seeds. He doesn't have any irrigation. ونحو ذلك. هذا الغباء. This is stupidity. This is something that everyone should take heed to have a true hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must take the means. وقال الشيخ والذي يحرق الرجاء في قلب العبد النظر في آيات الرحمة والكرم والفضل والإحسان والجنة. He said the action which drives the hope in the heart of the slave. Sheikh, this is the speech of Sheikh Muhammad Ba Jamal, Hafidhullah. He said, الذي يحرك الرجاء في قلب العبد والذي يحرك الرجاء في قلب العبد النظر في آيات الرحمة. He said, that which drives the hope in the hearts of the slave, in the heart of the slave, is that he looks and he ponders the verses regarding mercy and the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors that he's bestowed upon him and the favor that he will give him. Wal ihsan, and the goodness. Wal jannah, paradise. This is that which drives the desire. Looking at the ayat, this يعني نظر إلى آيات الله عز وجل في الرحمة والكرم والفضل والإحسان والجنة. هل يحرك الرجاء في قلب العبد؟ يعني النظر في هذه الآيات والتدبر معانيها. This is that which drives, influences, encourages one to have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By looking at those verses in the Qur'an with regards to the mercy of Allah and how generous He is to His slaves and what He will give him in the future and the favors that He has bestowed upon the Muslims, the goodness, that which He will receive from paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus, the highest level of paradise. This causes one to increase in having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. والرجاء إذا كان فيه تأله وتعبد فلا يكون إلا لله. هذه الفائدة مهمة جدا. هذه الفائدة مهمة جدا. قال والرجاء إذا كان فيه تأله وتعبد فلا يكون إلا لله. إذا كان الرجاء من شخص عبادة فلا يكون لا تكون هذا لا يكون هذا الرجاء إلا لله، فإن صرف لغير الله فهو شرك ويتفاوت بحسب ما يقوم بقلب الراجي. The Sheikh, he mentioned that hope, if it is entailed in it, yani deification and worship, then this is the type of hope that is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this hope that one has, as that they have hope and is a type of hope which is worship of Allah, if this act of worship is directed to anyone other than Allah, then this is shirk. This is shirk. And the issue with regards to this type of shirk, it's of different levels based on, the Sheikh said, shirk yatafawat bihasb ma yaqumu biqalb al-raji. And the shirk, it's of different levels depending on that which is in the heart of the one who has hope, depending on the level of the one who has hope. The one who takes his hope and he puts emphasis in his hope in other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has thiqa bi ghayri Allah. He has thiqa and عنده ثقة بغير الله عنده طمع في حصول الشيء ورجاؤه يعني يصرف رجاؤه إلى غير الله عز وجل، فهذا الشرك. والنوع من الشرك بمعنى هل هذا الشرك مخرج عن الملة، مخرج من الملة، أو شرك أصغر، شرك أكبر أو الأصغر، فهذا على حسب ما يقوم بالقلب لذاك الشخص الذي عنده رجاء بقلب الراجي. The Sheikh, he mentioned that if one was to take his hope, the type of hope that's exclusively for Allah, and he directs it, if it's directed to anyone other than Allah, if he connects his heart and he puts his hope in anyone other than Allah, this is shirk. And the level of it, regardless if we're speaking about major shirk or minor shirk, it depends on the level of the hope of the person that has established this act of worship to other than Allah. Naam, it depends on what is established in the heart of this individual. Mas'alatun, Sheikh is mentioning an issue. هل يسوى بين الخوف والرجاء أم يغلب أحدهما على الآخر؟ هل يسوى بين الخوف والرجاء أم يغلب أحدهما على الآخر مطلقا أم مقيدا؟ The Sheikh, he mentioned a point. Very interesting point. The issue of fear and hope, is it to be made equal between the two of them? Meaning the amount of hope that an individual has, the amount of hope that he has for the mercy of Allah, and the amount of fear that he has against regarding the punishment of Allah, are these to be equal? Are they to be equal and between any levels in equality between his fear? Should his fear and his hope be the same level? Or does one overtake the other? Does fear overtake his hope, or hope overtake fear? Or is it to be any mutlaqa? Yani, is it in general? Is it in general one overtakes the other, or is it conditional? Is it under certain circumstances fear is more than hope, and under certain circumstances hope is more than fear, or in generality hope should be more than fear, or in general, fear should be more than hope? This is an issue that the Sheikh would like to present. قال الجواب هذا فيه خمسة أقوال ثبتت عن السلف. There's five positions, there's five statements from the predecessors with regards to this matter. There's five different statements from the predecessors, the rightly guided predecessors of the past, regarding this issue. Meaning, should one have more fear, or have more hope, or should they be the same? Or is there certain circumstances that he should have more fear? Is there certain circumstances he should have more hope? نعم. الأول, بمعنى القول الأول, the first position, or the first statement with regards to this matter, استواء الخوف والرجاء في قلب العبد. استواء الخوف والرجاء في قلب العبد كاستواء جناحي الطائر. استواء الخوف والرجاء في قلب العبد كاستواء جناحي الطائر. فإن غلب الخوف على الرجاء قد ييأس, وإن غلب الرجاء على الخوف قد يأمن مكر الله. وهذا قول الحسن ومطرف والإمام أحمد, وهو الذي رجحه الشيخ الإسلام كما في الاختيارات. يعني the Shaykh, he mentioned that the first position, the first statement that he has found, because there's difference of opinion amongst the scholars regarding this matter, is the first position is that fear and hope should be leveled on the same level. Istiwa should be on the same level, raised to the same level. A person's fear should be the same level as their hope. And this hope and this fear in the heart of the believer should be similar to the two wings of a bird. The two wings of a bird. If one was to overtake the other, one wing was to overtake the other, then he would fail. He would fall. But it should be leveled. فَإِنْ غَلَبَ الْخَوْفَ الرَّجَاءَ قَدْ يَيْأَسَ. He said, if الخوف was to overtake, if خوف was to overtake his hope, then maybe he would give up hope. He would have despair. وَإِنْ غَلَّبَ الرَّجَاءَ عَلَى الْخَوْفِ قَدْ يَأْمَنْ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. And if he was to make his hope override, this hope of Allah, of Allah's mercy, override the fear of Allah, his punishment, then he may feel safe from the plot, from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا القول حسن. This is the statement of Hasan al-Basri and Mutarrif and Imam Ahmad and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. This is the position that he has taken, that it must be like two wings of a bird. They operate together. If he was to have too much of one, he may fail or be harmed in another way. If he has too much of one, he may fail or be harmed in another way. So if he has too much hope, إذا كان الرجاء يغلب الخوف فيأمن مكر الله فإذا غلب الرجاء على الخوف قد يأمن مكر الله وإذا غلب الخوف إذا غلب الخوف على الرجاء قد ييأس قد ييأس من رحمة الله. نرجو أن هذا مفهوم. طيب, قول الثاني يغلب الخوف مطلقا, وقول الثالث يغلب الرجاء مطلقا. The second position and the third position with regards to this matter is that this is a position that some have taken from the Salaf, that fear is more of pertinence. Some have taken that fear is more pertinence, and in general, persons should have more fear than Raja, more fear of Allah than hope. And some have taken the position that you should have more hope than fear of Allah. These are the two other positions. The first is that they should both operate in the heart of the believer the same, equal. And the other position, the other two positions, is that some believes that khawf should over, the fear of Allah should overtake his hope. It should be of more pertinence. And some believe that hope Some believe that fear should have more pertinence, and some believe that hope should have more pertinence, to be more relevant. وقول الرابع يغلب الخوف عند إرادة المعصية ويغلب الرجاء عند إرادة الطاعة. قال العلامة العثيمين هذا وجيع هذا وجيه. And then the fourth position is the position that if one wants to do some type of sin, if one wants to sin, transgress the bounds that Allah has set, and commit an evil act, or do something, obedience, some act of disobedience, to do an act of disobedience, in this situation, fear should take precedence. Fear should take precedence. And if an individual wants, يعني الشيخ said, وَيُغَلَّبَ الرَّجَعَ عِنْدَ إِرَادَةَ الطَّاعَ, and if one wants to do obedience to Allah, then in this position, in this situation, then hope should take precedence. Meaning hope that Allah will accept this deed, hope that Allah will reward him, hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept this act of worship that he presented for the sake of Allah. So this position is a good position, it's a nice position, similar to the first statement that was mentioned, the position of Shaykh al-Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, wa Sufyan wa ghayruhum. فهذا القول هذا القول وجيه يغلب الخوف عند إرادة المعصية. إذا كان الشخص يريد يعصي الله فيخاف الله عز وجل على شأن يقف من تلك المعصية ويتركه. وإذا أراد أن يقوم بطاعة إذا أراد الطاعة ففي هذا في هذه الحالة الرجاء يغلب, يعني يغلب الرجاء عند إرادة الطاعة. فهذا الموقف هذا القول وجيه. So this is the fourth position, that if one wants to do an act which is in disobedience to Allah, then this is where fear of Allah takes precedence. And if an individual wants to do an act of obedience to Allah, this is when hope of Allah takes precedence. وقول الخامس يغلب الخوف في حالة الصحة والعافية ويغلب الرجاء في حالة المرض وعند الاحتضار. وعند الاحتضار. The fifth position, fifth statement, this is a good position also, is that one has fear of Allah, and this fear of Allah takes precedence when one is in a position of having good health, and they're in a position of strength and power. This is when they have fear of Allah. And hope of the mercy of Allah takes precedence when one becomes ill, when they're sick, and when they're in their deathbed. This is a good position also. This is a very good position also. موقف الخامس كما ذكرنا يعني الخوف يغلب في حالة الصحة والعافية عندما الشخص عنده صحة بدنه صحيح فيخاف الله عز وجل لأن الذي يعني أكثر من يعصي هذا معروف عندما شخص يشعر بصحة وعافية مثل الشباب يعني يكثرون في المعاصي ولكن الذي يعجز عن يعني عن أعمال عن بعض أعمال أو الذي يصبح شيخا أو عجوزا فهذا الصنف أغلب الأوقات هذا الشخص يجهز نفسه للموت من أجل أن يكون جاهزا عندما يلقى ربه. فلذلك عند استحضار أو عندما شخص يمرض ففي هذه الحالة يعني يغلب ماذا؟ الرجاء. الرجاء يكون راجي رحمة الله عز وجل، وعندما يشعر بالصحة وعافية وقوة قوة البدن، في هذه الحالة هذا الشخص يعني يخاف الله عز وجل أكثر من أجل أن لا يقع في معصية. This is a very good point. As a review, this position, the fifth position, when one is young, youthful, healthy, this is where he should be more fearful. This is another position that some of the scholars mentioned. This is where fear should take precedence, fear of Allah should take precedence in his life. And if one becomes old, if he becomes from the elderly, or he becomes one who is senile, or a person who becomes ill, sick, has sickness, or he's close to death, this is when one should make sure that hope of the mercy of Allah takes precedence. وَذَكَرَ الْعَلَّامَةُ إِبْنُ الْقَيِّمْ فِي الْمَدَارِجِ أَنَّهُ الَّذِي أَسْتَحَبَّهُ السَّلَفُ هُوَ اخْتِيَارُ بِنُ كَثِيرٍ عِنْدَ تَفْسِيرِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا يَحْذُرُ الْآخِرَةِ وَيَرْجُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ. The Shaykh, he mentioned, يعني, that Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, he has taken the position, was highly recommended, to take the position of the statement or the position that Shaykh al-Islam, that Shaykh Ibn al-Kathir, that Imam Ibn al-Kathir has taken from his tafsir of the statement where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ هُوَ قَانِتٌ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ, is the one who is obedient to Allah. And آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ, prostrating at night, during the times of night, سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا, يعني standing and praying, يَحْذُرُ الْآخِرَةِ, and he fears the next life, وَيَرْجُ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّهِ, and he hopes for the mercy of his Lord. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْمَلُونَ. The individual who, the Shaykh, he mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, is the one who is obedient to Allah, prostrating himself, and standing during the hours of the night, fearing the hereafter, and hoping for the mercy of his Lord. قال, after that, يعني الشيخ ما ذكر هذا الجزء من الآية, قال, قل هل يستوي الذين يعملون, هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون, إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه, is the one who is obedient to Allah, prostrated himself and standing during the hours of the night, fearing the hereafter and hoping for the mercy of his Lord. هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون, is it the same, the one who knows? قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون, say, is it the same, the one who knows, and the one who, is it the same, the one who knows versus the one who do not know? إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب, verily the people of intelligence, they are the ones who ponder, they are the ones who reflect, those are the ones who remember. فهذا القول في مدارج السالكين. الرجاء, يعني ذكر أن الرجاء حاد والخوف سائق. Mentioned that hope is sharp and خوف is the thing that drives an individual. يعني خوف, it drives an individual and it pushes him to do good. And hope is something that is, something's very sharp. فالشيخ ذكر هذه الفائدة من أجل أن نهتم بالخوف والرجاء. نهتم بالخوف والرجاء. The Sheikh, he mentioned this matter for us to reflect, and we should have a combination between hope and fear. Hope of the mercy of Allah and fear of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hope that Allah will reward us for our good, and the raja, نرجو أن الله عز وجل يعفو عنا ويرحمنا. نرجو أن الله عز وجل يرحمنا أنه يرحمنا. وكذلك نخاف من عذاب الله. لابد أن يكون العبد مهتم بكليهما. We must make sure that we have hope of the mercy of Allah, hope that Allah will forgive us and pardon us of our sins, and at the same time, fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a must that, it is a must that is very important for the Muslim to have hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear from the punishment of Allah in his life together. نسأل الله عز وجل لنا ولكم التوفيق والسداد والحمد لله رب العالمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us firm upon Islam, give us success. Alhamdulillah.